Hey everyone!
Hola a todos!
This is Jahaira.
And this is Stephanie, and welcome back to another episode of Cuento Crimen Podcast.
And before we dive into anything, we want to say Feliz Año Nuevo!
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year! It's 2024. I feel like 2023 was a good year, but my suspicion is that even years are always better. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited for it to be an even year.
Yeah, les deseamos un nuevo año full of health, love, and all the good stuff.
Oh, I like that stuff. but seriously, y'all, échenle ganas because, you know, sometimes life can be hard. But, you know, cheers to new beginnings. And hopefully this year brings us all nothing but good things. Pero pues bueno, cheers to the first Wednesday of the year. Y aquí estamos con el primer episodio del año 2024.
Y el caso de hoy was requested by Araceli. So shout out to her for bringing this case to us and to our attention.
And yeah, when we first started diving into this case, you know, like we usually, what we do is like read a quick summary just to kind of like get a glance of it and just from there know like what research aligns with it and what research doesn't. And so when we read the quick summary, we were like, yeah, we got to talk about this and we got to talk about it now. Like we have to bring it to Cuento Crimen and we need to bring attention to this case.
Mm-hmm. It's one of those cases that the outcome just doesn't sit right whatsoever. Entonces, ahora vamos a hablar sobre el caso de Todd Gibe, who was 22 years old when he went missing and later found dead.
Y antes de empezar, like always, we would like to give you all a heads up because we will be talking about sensitive topics. Entonces, les queremos dar una advertencia porque vamos a hablar de temas sensibles.
Y también queremos decir que hablamos de estos casos con todo respeto a las familias y a las víctimas. Okay, let's begin.
So, este caso tomó lugar en el año 2005. So, it's almost 20 years ago. And it's been 20 years that Todd's family has been fighting to get justice for their son.
Which is why we are bringing this case to Cuento Crimen, so we can bring his name into conversation again, and so he's not forgotten.
Mm-hmm. So Todd tenía 22 años, y él vivía en Casnovia, Michigan, and he was described as a smart young man who loved the outdoors.
He loved everything about the outdoors. He was super adventurous. He liked hunting, fishing. He liked dirt biking. You name it. He loved it all. Y todos dicen que he was smart when it came to the outdoors. Like he could survive a night in the wild, which I think that is a great thing to be good at.
A great skill to have. Yes. Yeah. I wish I could do that, but honestly, I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think I could even start a fire.
Yeah. Honestly, we should try now.
We should.
And so anyway, so Todd was also very responsible. Él tenía su trabajo and he was actually living on his own.
Él rentaba una casa junto con un primo de él y sí parecía que Todd vivía una vida muy sana y responsable, pero, you know, todavía era joven y pues como cualquier joven le gustaba salir y disfrutar. And that is exactly what he did on June 11th, 2005.
And the day started as a normal day. In fact, por la mañana, él fue a la casa de sus papás just for a quick little visit, nothing alarming. Just, it seemed like that was something usual, you mm-hmm. know? And I feel like now that I live away from my parents, I also just randomly stop by, you mm-hmm. know?
Yeah.
Especially when there's food. Y después de visitar a sus papás, él regresó a su casa de él antes de salir por la noche.
Y como a las 7:30 de la noche, he makes his way to a nearby bar called Half Moon Bar and Grill. And he had gone with a group of friends, and it was Todd, his best friend, and two other guy friends, and two other girlfriends.
So it was like an okay group, I feel mm-hmm. like. And so this, you know, they go to the bar, have a good time, and they decide to leave the bar at around 9:30 p.m. But it seems like they wanted to keep the party going, or at least Todd did. We aren't too sure if these were the same friends that went with him, but Todd ended up going to a keg party / bonfire type of thing later after the bar.
And this party was happening behind an apple orchard. So it was like a marshy, dark area. Y dicen que como las 12:45 de la mañana, a fight broke out. Y no se sabe si Todd was involved in this fight or not. We just know que Todd and whoever he was with decided to leave the party after this.
I mean, I feel like after a fight, I feel like it's just kind of like a buzzkill. Yeah. You're just like, yeah, mejor nos vamos. Like, and also at this time of the night or morning, I guess you can say, I feel like, no más cosas malas pasan. Like, you're only looking for trouble after, like, a certain amount of time, you know? Mm-hmm. And so, since this party was pretty close to Todd's home, él se fue caminando a su casa otra vez. You know, he had been drinking, so I'm guessing for him, it was probably just the safest choice as to how to get home.
Yes, it's always better than driving under the influence. Except while he was walking back, Todd actually made a few phone calls.
And in these phone calls that he made, he wasn't making much sense. So, él le marca a un amigo, y ya su amigo contesta, whatever, and, you know, he's kind of coming in and out, and he's saying things like he had had enough, and that he was in a field. And this is around 12:47 a.m., so it's only getting a little later. Y después de decir estas cosas, you know, his friend is like on the other side, kind of just like, what are you talking about? Like, what's going on? Pero no pudo hacer sentido de las llamadas. And eventually, you know, Todd just hangs up and that was that.
Y su amigo se queda muy preocupado después de estas llamadas. And he has no idea what Todd is talking about, but he seemed a bit upset, right? Like the phone call, what he's saying. Entonces, él le llama de regreso. But when Todd picks up, nomás escucha un ruido como like breathing or wind picking up.
And whatever that noise was, though, his friend couldn't make out exactly. But what we do know is that Todd nunca habló en esta llamada que entró. Like, it was just that noise, kind of like background noise. Y cuando se corta la llamada, his friend then tries to call a few more times. Pero esta vez nadie contesta. And so that was the last time that anyone had heard from Todd.
And so Todd was reported missing, and just the next day, search parties began. Hubo como 1,500 voluntarios that were helping out, and they were able to conduct 3 separate searches.
They even had an aircraft search the area in donde, you know, the keg party tomó lugar, pero nada. No había ninguna seña de Todd. And along with that, obviously, they also looked at the lakes nearby, and again, nothing.
Twenty-one days later, they all get some news. Una pareja encontró el cuerpo de Todd, and the circumstances were very suspicious.
Todd fue encontrado en Ovenhod Lake, which was, by the way, only 2 miles away from his home.
And his body was found in the water, but it was really strange because they found him standing upright. He wasn't floating, or he wasn't, like, completely underwater.
Witnesses say that they, and we quote, remember it distinctly because his head and his shoulders were sticking out of the water, end quote. Which is odd, right? Because it's like, if he would have drowned, wouldn't his whole body have been underwater?
At least, like, we've never read anything else like this in other cases that involves, like, you know, like a lake and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know if there's like science behind this as to why he could be setting up, but like all the articles are saying it's strange.
Yeah.
So, you know, if there is an explanation scientifically, I feel like we would have read it.
Yeah.
You know?
Like it wasn't explained. Mm-hmm. And I feel like then, you know, because a lot of people, this is like the red flag of the case. And so I feel like, yeah, if there was an explanation, it would have been explained and, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it doesn't make sense why he was standing upright. And so his death was ruled an accidental drowning. And I don't know. I just, how is that possible?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And I mean, it gets kind of worse because ya cuando regresan los resultados de la autopsia, it is noted that there was no water in his lungs. Y típicamente para las personas que se ahogan, you're going to find a good amount of water in their lungs. I mean, that's the reasoning for their death, right? And for Todd, when they checked his body, like, there was no signs of water anywhere.
Yeah, that's, like, super strange. And not only that, but examiners also agreed that Todd had been dead for about 2 or 3 days because his body had no decomposition. His clothes had no water debris. So el cuerpo de Todd wasn't there for that long.
And that, I feel like that also makes it creepy because while we were reading, I think like in an article, it said like he was found in this lake and this lake had already been searched. I mean, if it's only 2 miles away from his house, I would imagine that it would be one of the like the first,
yeah,
you know, spots to be looked at. And also because Todd ya llevaba 21 días que había desaparecido, you know, but then all of a sudden they're saying that his body had only been there 2 to 3 days ago. So then that leaves the question of like, where was Todd for the other remaining days, which is like 18 days?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, y por esos motivos, la familia no está de acuerdo that Todd's death was ruled accidental, drowning, because all these mm-hmm. things and factors aren't adding up. And so they are demanding for Todd's case to reopen so it could be investigated further.
And honestly, like, they have every right to do so, especialmente porque hay muchas dudas, are a lot of things that are not adding up. And, like, I always think about it, I'm like, why don't investigators just want to give the family a peace of mind?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, si ellos saben la razón why his body was sitting up, like you were saying, like, if there is an explanation, then talk to the family. Mm-hmm. Let them know. Make those doubts go away, you know? Or if you have other information that you're not sharing with them, like, let them know so they can find that closure. Because I'm on the same boat as them. Like, it doesn't make sense as to... You found his body like this. You found that he has been dead for this amount of days. It doesn't quite correlate to the reason of death.
Yes. I don't know why they could close a case saying that he's only been deceased for 2-3 days, but don't have an answer as to where he was for the other 18 days.
Yeah.
Like, that to me sounds unsolved.
Yeah.
You know?
And that's the thing. Like, I don't know why investigators are like... police enforcement, like, they feel so much pressure into just ruling a case as solved.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it sucks because it's like the person isn't getting the full justice and neither is their family.
Yeah.
Like, you're just kind of like hiding it under the rug and just you don't really know what happened.
Yeah.
Or who really is responsible and is still free.
Exactly. Unfortunately, though, Todd's family hasn't been successful in changing investigators' mind into reopening the case. El caso de Todd sigue cerrado, and his cause of death is still ruled as accidental drowning.
And I think they have, like, a petition to open pues Todd's case, to reopen the case, but I don't think they've met the amount of signatures yet, just yet. They're very close. We'll probably share it with you all. And if, y si les nace el corazón to sign it, definitely, definitely help the family out with that. But yeah, as of right now, investigators aren't very cooperative, and they aren't looking into the case whatsoever.
Yeah, we're super close into reaching that number goal, so
yeah,
please go sign this petition.
And even then, it's like, if they do get the amount of signatures that they need, is that then like they for sure have to reopen it, or is it still a maybe?
I think it's numbers are power, you know?
Yeah.
So they still have to fight. I don't know the process, but I imagine like the family still has to go into talk to investigators and say, like, I have
this amount
of people supporting me and like wanting this case to reopen.
Yeah.
It's more of like, I don't know, just more push.
Advocating and pushing, mm-hmm. pushing. Well, this is where y'all all come in in place. Si están escuchando el episodio, like, we do want to encourage you all to share. Like, and just como dijimos al principio, like, keep Todd's name relevant, and hopefully authorities can see, you know, that this case has not left and it's still circulating, and they should definitely do another investigation as to what happened to Todd. We do want to end this episode with a quote from Todd's mom, Kathy. She says, and we quote, "We can't bring him back with an investigation, but Todd deserves justice. It's almost like saying Todd's life is worth nothing when we have all this evidence and no one turns back to see what happened," end quote. And I feel like that's kind of like what we say, right? Like, the family wants the justice. They deserve to know the answers, you know, of what happened to their loved one. And I feel like as a mom, that's all she's asking for.
Mm-hmm. So again, we ask y'all to please sign the petition. And thank you so much for listening to this week's episode, the first episode of the year. We are so thankful and excited for this year. So thank you so much, and we'll see you all next week.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.